Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like quickly to respond to some criticisms that I have received of the idea that the fact that we are declining in per capita major innovation, that we reached per capita levels of peak per capita levels of major innovation in 1870 and went into and been in decline since, is an indicator that we are becoming less intelligent. A lot of you are insisting that this is not the case, that it does not mean we are becoming less intelligent, but rather that there are it is simply much more difficult because we've made so many amazing major innovations that are of such an incredible nature. It is becoming much more difficult to make major innovations, and that is why they are in decline. It is nothing to do with declining intelligence. Now, I have already done a video in which I have responded to this and demonstrated that the idea that there is such a thing as low-hanging fruit in terms of invention is nonsense, and I've already noted that it would be an extraordinary coincidence if declining in our per capita major innovation in parallel with declining in numerous other markers of intelligence, but that fact did not mean that we were declining in per capita major innovation because we were declining in terms of intelligence. I've already done that, but I received an interesting retort or an interesting counter argument, which was that we've got so far that to make major innovations now needs an enormous amount of money, an enormous amount of backing, and that is simply not available, and that is why we are declining in per capita major innovation. It's nothing to do with declining intelligence. I'd like to respond to that. Well, the first response is, I have to tell you, I don't know how much backing financially by the standards of the time the great innovators of the Industrial Revolution had. I get the impression they did need a great deal of financial backing. Those breakthroughs that they made were amazing and incredible and expensive to achieve and difficult for the time. So I'm not quite sure how much that works. That's the first reply. The second reply, though, more importantly, is that in Michael Woodley of Manee and colleagues' book, The Rhythm of the West, he looks at a number of different markers of declining intelligence. One of them is lengthening reaction times. One of them is the use of high-order words and representative corpuses of text. And there's a number of others, including major per capita innovation. And he intercorrelates these with a general factor of dysgenic intelligence, or whatever you want to call it. Now, what you find, or general factor of intelligence. Now, what you find is that the correlation between, let's say, reaction times and use of high order words with this intelligence factor is incredibly strong. So it's 0.9. So that it's tapping into almost exactly the same thing as this broader factor, a broader presumed intelligence factor. But even the correlation with per capita major innovation is over 0.7, which still, in terms of a correlation in psychology, is a very strong correlation. So the fact that there is this strong relationship between a general factor of intelligence in a society across time and per capita major innovation strongly indicates that one is causing, well, it isn't. Correlation is not causation, but it makes it very likely that there is a causal relationship between the two, i.e. that declining intelligence is causing declining per capita major innovation, particularly when you consider that per capita major innovation is a function of genius, and this is a function of very high intelligence, and that in itself will be a function of the average intelligence of the society in question. So that, I think, helps to refute the argument that we are looking at here. And the second point of refutation is, if it were true that the reason why per capita major innovation is in decline is partly because new ideas are harder to find because we've just come so far and so much funding is needed to create new brilliant ideas, what you find with per capita major, not just with per capita major innovation, but with another strong marker of this, which is the per capita patents in the USA, is it's not just a decline. There are humps and bumps. There are humps and bumps in the decline. So if you look at what I put in the thumbnail, you will note the graph in the thumbnail shows you that there are humps and bumps in the decline. That we reach a peak in about 1870, something like that. There's a bit of a decline, then another sort of peak, and then in World War I, and then down another decline, and then we go up in the wake of World War II, and then there's another decline, and then we go up again. And now look, when we go up, we start going up in about 1990. And between 1990 and the year 2000, there's actually a rise in per capita patents, which implies a rise in per capita significant innovation. So if the argument was correct that the reason why the new ideas are harder to come by is because increasingly in the modern world there are less ideas to get hold of, or all the low-hanging fruit has been picked, or that more money is needed, why would there be a rise in more recent times as part of a general overall decline? There wouldn't be. So the most consistent and the most reasonable and most parsimonious explanation is that we are declining in per capita major innovation because we are declining in intelligence.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!